The Eau Claire City Council went into closed session twice earlier this year to discuss a proposed three-theater performing arts center known as the Confluence Project. Agenda suggests the closed meetings were needed to negotiate terms of the city's $5 million pledge to developers building the project. But a group of 16 residents, some of whom are publicly opposed to the Confluence, have sued, claiming the city violated state open meeting laws. Attorney John Hibbard says the city wasn't specific enough explaining why a closed session was necessary.
It didn't say who they were negotiating with. It didn't say what the agreement was about. It was way too broad. Whenever government is conducted in secret, it's undemocratic. It takes away the rights of the people to know what the government is doing to or for them.
The lawsuit requests all documents from the closed meetings be turned over to the plaintiffs and that the city pay all related legal fees. Eau Claire City Attorney Stephen Nick says the charges against the city and council are without merit.
The meetings were properly noticed, are the proper subject of closed session, and again, overall, when you sort of look at the body of public discussion on this issue, it's been perhaps singularly the most discussed issue in Eau Claire in the last several decades.
Nick says no matter how the lawsuit plays out, it will not hold up the performing arts project in any way. Public debate on the city's development agreement is expected in early October at the latest. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.